The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In their recent food and drink report 2023-24, Waitrose claimed there's an increased demand for people to have premium and trendy versions of pantry staples in their kitchen cabinets. This transpires in the presents they gift, as the report shows that more guests are opting to bring non-alcoholic alternatives like premium quality olive oil instead of a bottle of wine as a gift to a dinner party. TV personality and hotelier Noel Cummings is on the line because he is expert in such gifting ideas. Noel, good morning.
And a very good morning to you, Pat, and to your team and to your listeners. And Merry Christmas, if I may say so.
So, Noel, what do you bring to a dinner party?
You know, what those reports clearly show is that we have become more sophisticated. There is greater variety out there. And I am glad to report that I think even young people now are veering ever so slightly away from that alcohol option that's, you know, so prevalent in Ireland, that now people are going to a dinner party or gifting for special occasions and perhaps avoiding the bottle of whiskey or the bottle of brandy or the case of wine. And I think that's actually a good thing. I'm not saying not to do that, but it also clearly shows in that report that people are taking a little bit more care in their choice because they know the people they are gifting to, and they're making that little bit of effort to give them something that is practical. And I always say gifts for whatever occasion, and especially at Christmas, should be practical, should be thoughtful, and not just the, you know, the easy option, a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates. You know, go out of your way to get something the person will like, and then go out of your way to present it beautifully.
Now, talk to me about that presentation. I mean, you go to your local supermarket, you pick up a bottle of Plonk. Do you dress it up then?
Oh, it breaks my heart that somebody rushes in and they arrive at my door or any door with a bottle of Plonk in a brown paper bag. It just shows no care, no thought whatsoever. Get it in advance. Wrap it in some beautiful paper, put a gorgeous bow on it, you know, and add perhaps a little box of artisan chocolates. There are so many fabulous chocolatiers in Ireland. And then I always have this lovely little touch that is so thoughtful. You know, I go to a florist and I say, do me a favor, do me 6 buttonholes with a red rose or a yellow rose, probably red for Christmas, for example. And when I've gift wrapped a token and wrapped it and put the bow on, I always attach the little corsage. And 9 times out of 10, the hostess in the house I'm going to will remove that corsage and wear it, which is so nice. It's just, you know, it's really, you know, it's like going into the petrol station, and I do it all the time, and I buy flowers all the time at petrol stations because sometimes they're really super flowers. But what I might do is I might go in and pick 3 or 4 of the little plastic packaging sort of roses or whatever, and then I just go home, I take them out of that wrapping, and I bunch them all together. I put them in a lovely piece of cellophane or gift wrap paper that I have in the house with a large velvet bow or something on it and a beautiful card. And it makes all the difference. Same price, but the effect is so much more powerful. And if you know your guests, for example, people know that I cook. And I love if somebody appears in my house and brings me some beautiful balsamic vinegar or, you know, artisan olive oil from Italy or from Spain or from some other wonderful country. You know, it shows they know me and they've gone out of their way. And that's all available now.
Okay, now back to the wine, Noel. Someone selects a really beautiful bottle of wine. They bring it to a dinner party. It's not opened because the party host has decided this is what we're going to drink for the food that I have prepared, and they have a stack of bottles because they don't want to change wines midway through when they run out of one red, maybe a Rioja, and then they go to maybe a French wine and they don't want to mix their wines. So should people expect to have their really nice gift of a wine opened on the night itself, or does that go into the cupboard?
I think it's the extremely pretentious to appear in someone's home and bring a bottle of Gevrey Chambertin just because you like it and that you expect your host or hostess to open it for you and to be sort of peeved if that is not done. A host or hostess, you have to respect them. They choose the wine. They will have the red wine open perhaps a half an hour before their guests arrive to let it breathe and get to room temperature. They will have the white wine chilled and properly, and that's the correct way of doing it. So it is unacceptable that I would expect a host or hostess to open my bottle of wine. It's almost as if I'm looking for positive strokes. You know, am I great? I brought this fabulous bottle of wine. What do you think of it? I've seen it happen at dinner parties.
Now, what about champagne? If you bring bubbles to the party, should you chill the bottle in case the host might want to open it?
Absolutely not, unless in advance you've said to the host or hostess, tell you what, I have the most beautiful couple of bottles of champagne. I'm going to chill it and you can serve it when we arrive if you would like. You know, clear it with the host or hostess. And I must tell you this, this is such a lovely, lovely touch. After COVID, people I know, they had a small group of people in for Christmas and the host and hostess, they went to a calligrapher and they got a label done with the date, the say 25th of the 12th, 2022, you know, reunion, and put their names on it and applied that label to each of the bottles as well. And everyone at that table went away with that gorgeous memento that they will never open until there's a very special occasion. No, never, ever assume by arriving at someone's door with a chilled bottle of wine, because the expectation there on your part, whether you realise it or not, is that they're going to open it because you actually like that wine, and that's not nice.
People bring chocolates, and even though, you know, most people, they love their celebrations and they love their Cadbury's milk tray and their Cadbury's roses, when it comes to gifting chocolate at dinner parties, they tend to go a little bit upmarket.
Yes, absolutely, because I think people, again, it's putting a little bit of thought into it. You know, if I'm going to a dinner party and I know my host and hostess have, they like wine, they like cheese, I might do a little hamper, but I will always include a little pack of artisan chocolates or just a little bag that I buy in the Leo Brines, a little selection, because after dinner, you're not necessarily going to open, you know, a box of milk tray or a Cadbury's Heroes or whatever they are. You know, you just need something almost like an after dinner chocolate or an after dinner truffle or an after dinner mint. And keep that in mind. And that's thoughtful, you know, and that's something they can sort of almost spoil themselves with later, like champagne or a good red wine. Let them enjoy that one occasion when they're on their own and they're not under pressure of entertaining people. Let's say, oh, you know what? We'll open that nice wee oak that Pat Kenny brought to us. Wouldn't that be lovely? We'll do it chambray and it'll be a lovely treat and we'll toast Pat and Kathy. You know, that's so nice.
And what about different kind of gifts? Like some people will bring Himalayan sea salt as a gift.
Again, know your guests, because all of us know many people, and I do not mean that disrespectfully, who would look at Himalayan salt and think, what the blazes is that all about? Haven't I got sacks of salt in me cupboards? What do you know? It's knowing your friends, knowing what they use, knowing what they like. And some people would thoroughly sort of love getting a gift like that. And others would think it just rather odd. So you have to play safe as well. And I mean, now I'm in Newbridge Silver, where you can pick up gifts at any price. You can go into Aldi or Lidl or Supervalue and get the most beautiful potted plants and flowers. You can go into Brown Thomas and get gifts that are, believe it or not, you can get lovely gifts in their Christmas shop for less than X amount of money. It's not about the price. Every store is giving us a whole landscape of choice that really we need to make our list, know who we're giving to, and follow that list and not leave it to the last minute. When we leave it to the last minute, we make mistakes. We buy a bottle of cheap Prosecco in a brown paper bag and we throw it in with a box of milk tray. And you know what? that, in my case, I'd say, you know, you shouldn't have bothered putting yourself under that pressure, because none of these things I'll use anyway. I'll re-gift
you are
them
welcome.
Or.
You are welcome empty-handed. Isn't that it?
Yeah, and we should never assume, and that is so important.
No,
that if we are invited to a dinner party, don't feel that you have to bring something either. You know, that's putting pressure on you.
Noel Cunningham, TV personality and hotelier and etiquette expert, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.